my opinion means nothing.
Yeah! Hello, and welcome to another episode of My Opinion Means Nothing. And this week will be the 8th episode of the opinions not meaning anything, I guess. I should really stop counting, but I guess I'll wait until after 10, and then like I'll just put it on the end of the episode, and you guys will just know what number it is, and I won't say it at the start of the episode, and it won't be awkward, and I won't be talking about it. But anyway, this week, it's been like, a couple of weeks late. I dropped one of this one episode in January.
And you've now, been slacking, Corey.
I have been slacking, yeah, but like, I went away to Amsterdam last week with my good friend Philippe, who is joining me this week on the podcast.
Hello, guys.
And
thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, you're welcome. And that's the reason why I'm slacking. I did plan to record an episode last week, but when in damn. That's all I have to say about that.
Things don't quite work out the way they're planned in Amsterdam.
Oh, no.
As we found out.
I mean, I love the Dutch people, like, they're really efficient.
So efficient. That's up, right, I've got to say, just cause, so these guys actually get an understanding. If you haven't been to Amsterdam before, you get an understanding, right? So, in the UK, right, if I went down to the high street to take some cash out from the cash machine and the cash machine was out of service, I would not be able to go to that cash machine to use it to get cash out for at least a week, maybe.
Good couple of days, yeah.
You know. If they're quick, a good couple of days. In Amsterdam, right, one just went out of service. We went to use it. It was out of service. We're like, we'll have to walk to another one. We walked, 2 minutes around the corner to the next one? When we walked back past, so 4 minutes later, the machine was fixed.
That's what I mean.
Back up and running. People were drawing cash like it never went out of service.
That's what I mean. I was confused. I was like, this can't be right. Same with the juice machine.
Oh, yeah.
Juice machine wasn't working in Albert Heijn's. And then, like...
Big up Albert Heijn's.
Big up Albert Heijn's. It's the best, like... There's another one in Amsterdam. It's V something. Oh, it's red. Yeah. But then there's Albert Heijn's, and it does the freshly squeezed orange juice every day, all day. You can buy it any size, different prices. I think the biggest bottle was, like, €3.99.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, it was.
Like, it's winning. Although... No, it's the same company. Like, I think it's all the same company, to be honest. Like, but yeah, there was one orange juice machine that wasn't working in Albert Heijn's. Like, Philippe wanted juice. He was like trying to use it. Some other guy came up and he seemed really upset that the juice machine wasn't working.
Yeah. That's all he wanted in the morning. Well, that's the thing. If you get used to it, if you get used to like having freshly, like the taste, the flavor, like
it was
intense and it was different to like the freshly squeezed orange juice you do at home. Like, I think this juice, they literally squeezed the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, was there any peel left? Because I don't remember seeing
it. I think there was, but it kind of... Because they're really efficient with the recycling and everything. Like, it just recycled and threw it away into the bins automatically after they finished with it.
It was so efficient.
And they
so
also,
nice.
In from what I understand, they get paid for their recycling there.
Yeah, when they recycle glass bottles, I think it's 20 cents for every bottle they recycle, something like that. So if you recycle 5 glass bottles, that's a euro.
Yeah, no, so it works.
That's incentive. The UK government should be like getting on top of this.
Like
if they were giving people money to recycle,
more people would be inclined
to recycle.
I would recycle so much more. Like, even businesses and companies, I'm pretty sure they would be more inclined to recycle. Because there was another thing I saw, like, at the end of days, I would see, like, businesses and shops bringing out all their recycling and putting it out into the street for, like, I guess, the recycling guys to collect every single day, which is pretty cool. Or maybe it was once a week, but I only saw it one day, personally. But, yeah, that was pretty cool. It's a cool place.
It's an amazing place.
Yeah.
Like, there were more bikes than people in Amsterdam, and yet there's still so much space.
Yeah.
There was space for bike lanes and car lanes and pavements on the side.
I mean,
walkways, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah,
right?
Walkways is what you call them, because there were some walkways, there was no definition or no division between the walkway and the road. So like you could just be walking and then you hear wing wing, the bike's behind you because you're in the bike lane.
Bikes ruled the road, man.
That's what I mean. And Amsterdam, bikes ruled the roads. And there's a few cars. But it was raining in Amsterdam, unfortunately.
For what? And hail.
And hail, yeah, on and off.
The hail experience of trying to be outside and then suddenly just tiny little bit of pellets of ice and you as you walk along, you're like, but it was clear and sunny 5 seconds, and then it stops 10 seconds later and you're like, oh, okay, I guess I'll continue. And then 10 seconds after that it starts again. And you're just like, where is this coming from?
I don't know, I didn't get it.
Is it just, am I just high because I'm in Amsterdam? Like, is this how it works?
Have I had too many space cakes?
What is this? Like, God. It was fun though. And like, the way the people were there, they were just so calm and like...
Every day was a Sunday.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, they all did what they needed to do. Like, shit got done, yeah, but...
Every day was Sunday. Yeah.
There was no need for a rush. No. Like, why rush to do something that you could do in half the time? You know, if you don't need to rush, why rush? You're still going to get done, or, you know.
While you're relaxed, I mean, yeah. They seem to get things done, be more efficient, be more chilled out, and, like, altogether, just, they seem nicer, I don't know. Seems cool there. And also, I started to learn Dutch, and I am finding that Dutch is very similar to English. But you were saying, Phil, that was because the lineage of English comes from something similar to Dutch. Was it?
So the Dutch language kind of, I think, comes from a part of Germany or something like that. Okay. And our language also comes from part, like, kind of, well, it's mixed in our language, but course. Part of it comes from kind of Saxon Germany.
Oh, okay.
So if I'm not correct about any of this and someone's listening to it, please comment and just correct me, because I'm not 100%. But yeah, that's why I think there's quite a few links. Like, if you kind of gather things quite quickly, like Straat was street. Yeah. So you kind of like, you know, something Straat, or this Straat, you know, that's the street. And then hello was kind of similar, and, you know, there were certain words that were the same.
Or they sound the same.
Yeah. So it was easy. It was nice to, like, kind of understand, but not at the same time. If that makes sense.
That was cool.
Made you work to understand.
Yeah. Definitely worth it. And, yeah, man, what else can I say about Amsterdam? Beautiful women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah,
they're so friendly as well.
Yeah, very friendly.
So friendly. Oh my God. Unbelievable.
And the cheese was amazing there as well. I know. Oh, did I try Amsterdam cheese? What did I have with cheese on it?
I'm pretty sure you tried our Dutch cheese. I'm pretty sure we had it somewhere.
At some point, hey man, Amsterdam is a hell of a
place. You bought some cheese, didn't you?
Yeah, I did buy some cheese.
Yeah.
The Edam cheese, yeah.
Yeah, that's Dutch cheese.
Yeah, true.
Dutch cheese, man. It was really good. Like, shout out to Loser as well.
Yeah, Loser Juice.
Like, I don't think we get it here in the UK, or I haven't seen it anywhere. But if you've been to Amsterdam, you've been to coffee shops, you'll know what Loser is. It's
the best
juice. Nicest juice. Oh my God. Like, there were so many flavours as well.
Oh, yeah.
So many flavours.
You can buy them on Amazon.
Buy anything on Amazon nowadays.
That's true. Did you hear about what Amazon on, I think it is on Monday, Amazon are opening their first ever Amazon Go store.
Amazon Go?
Yeah, it's like this fully... Well, there's no, like, you know, like, servers, like in regular supermarkets where there's people that serve you, and or even a self-service checkout. All you do in Amazon Go is, like, you check in with your phone, and then you walk around. If you pick up an item, it knows if you've picked up an item, and if you put it back, it knows if you've put it back. And then you can basically just pick up the item that you want, and walk out with it, and it automatically charges your Amazon account as you leave.
This is going to spark some dodgy people now who's going to try and fool the system. This is how UK works, especially like London. You know it's going
to
happen.
Well, it hasn't come to London yet. It's starting in Seattle.
Yeah, that's why. Try out somewhere else first, because they know if they do it in London, there'll be one guy who goes, oh yeah, I figured out that the PS4 is the same shape and weight as this item, who's only also only worth £10. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up and switch to items, yeah? I'll pick one up so it knows I got a PS4, it knows I got this cheap item. Then I'll put the cheap item back down in the PS4 section so it thinks I put the PS4 back, and then I'll just keep it moving.
I'm sure Amazon have a loophole.
Yeah, they will have a way. They will have. They've got to have people, though, surely, yeah, somewhere in that shop.
I assume maybe, like, people, like, just in case things go down, but, like, maybe, like, a couple of people to... customer service people to speak to, but... Other than that, it's just literally the thing that you enter in the beginning, scan your phone, but apparently from what a video I was watching, they were saying that they don't really judge on, like, so it's not a thing where they track your phone location. It's kind of more of a thing where it's like a check-in, so they kind of can know it's you or anyone that you've checked in with you is picking up an item.
So,
like, say, for example, you and another friend comes into Amazon, into the store, you have to check in each person, and then it will know if anyone within your party, I guess, has picked up an item and added it, and then they automatically add that to the basket.
Oh, so you can have a group.
Yeah.
So you can go to family,
and
your kids can pick up something, pick up something. That's going to become dangerous, though, when the kid starts grabbing 3, 4, 5 items, you don't realise he's grabbed... Yeah, put it in his pockets and walked out, and you turn around and your bill's a couple of grand, and you're like, what the hell? He picked up some limited edition this and a limited edition collector's item this.
Do you know how peak that would be?
And there's no return in it.
No.
Like, once you pick, well, there must be a return policy.
There must be some. Well, on certain items, but it's mainly grocery stuff, because, like, you know, like, Amazon acquired a groceries company because they've got, like, the Amazon Fresh stuff now. Okay. On the website, so they, I think it was, don't quote me on the number, but it was some sort of $1 billion groceries company that they acquired, and it's working for them. They also have a link with Morrison's, I think.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Not too sure. I think they have a link with someone, but they sell, you can buy, like, fresh food from Amazon now and stuff.
Fresh,
like,
food?
Yeah.
Delivered to
your house, yeah.
So, like, you don't actually need to go to Sainsbury's deliveries or Asda deliveries or anything like that?
Not at all. You can just go to Amazon, buy your food, buy your games, buy everything. Wow. Basically, Amazon is a one-stop shop for everything.
Well, that's what they say, because I remember when I was working in Sainsbury's, the one thing they said was, like, a lot of people, if they know that you don't have something available in your store, they just won't buy their shop. Because they'll go to somewhere where they can get it.
Exactly.
So if you're shopping online for Amazon, say for your gift for Auntie Susan.
Yeah.
And then you suddenly realise, oh shit, I need some milk tomorrow morning. Oh, Amazon also do milk. Might as well add that to my cart. That will be delivered tomorrow morning. Oh, wait a minute. That new PS4 game was coming out. I might as well buy that as I got the extra cash today. And I fancied some sweets and juice tomorrow, you know, for the munch. Oh, I'll get that.
Yeah, and they've also got these click buttons as well, where basically if you can kind of, like, subscribe to certain things, like, say there's a washing up liquid and stuff like that, you can subscribe to getting a certain amount of that. So, like, if you're starting to run low, you click on the button and it automatically orders, like, your batch of your next whatever you need.
No way.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And, like, there's certain brands that have co-signed with Amazon to join in to do it, but... Yeah, I've seen it. I never tried it because I've not really subscribed to anything like that, but it would be cool. Would make life easier. Walking around your house and you're just like, oh shit, this is running low, click a button and it automatically sets up the order.
There was a Samsung fridge.
Yeah.
A few years ago, it came out and it linked up to your phone, basically, if you had a Samsung device.
Mm-hmm.
And it told you when your stuff in your fridge was running out or running low or when it needs stocking up, and it gave you the option to order it and stuff like that from, like, the local, like, it would just go onto a online, like, it would go to, like, Google or something, go online, look at the shop thing, and just find a shop that would,
that's pretty, you know, smart,
deliver it. And that's quite clever, but it's nowhere near, like,
as advanced
as, like, it just, you don't even need to do anything, essentially. You can just say, set the orders for the next 6 months.
Yeah, exactly.
And boom, you know that if your family or if you're a person who goes through this amount of milk and bread every day, every week, you know that every week on a Sunday, last Monday morning, it's going to be delivered just before you, you know, just after you wake up in the morning or whatever.
And it's like, it's cool. Like, obviously, I think there's a one where you can either set it to automatically order, or you set it up to when you click the button and you get a message on your phone where you can, it's linked with the app and it will come up saying, someone's clicked this button, are you sure you want to order? So there's,
you don't accidentally order too much, or someone,
yeah, of course,
steals your stuff. It'll make a pain of going to ask for a manager though.
Yeah.
In the Amazon Go. Cause there's no one to complain to.
I assume there'll probably be one manager, to maybe assist that they,
no, I'd like to imagine it'd be like a robot, like a machine you talk to, like
at some point in the future probably, yeah.
Hello.
Hey man.
What is your problem?
I checked in, I picked up something, I put it back, and it's still in my basket.
Okay, and how would you like me to help you with that?
I don't want it.
And why don't you want it?
Because I can't afford it.
You can't afford it? But why, sir?
I
Do you not have a good enough job?
No, it's just...
Would you like me to job search for you?
No, it's just, like, my wife doesn't know right now that...
Searching for new wife.
What? No, I don't need a new wife. I need a new job. She...
3 matches in Ukraine and Russia.
Oh, wait, hang on.
Katiana is 23 and available.
Huh. Can you pull up a picture of Tatiana?
Pulling up a picture now.
Oh, she's available?
Available, now.
How would I get rid of my current wife?
Current wife disposal.
Huh.
New department from Amazon.
Oh, is that easy, right? Oh, so I could just get rid of the old wife. What about...
Getting rid of old wife.
Oh, whoa, I'm not sure.
Added to basket.
Okay, so it's just added to basket. Like, it's not a foregone conclusion. I don't have to get rid of my wife. I can...
Getting rid of wife? Added to basket, times two.
Times two? Yeah, of course, I might need it for the Ukraine wife. Okay, cool. That works out, man. Amazon is a one-stop shop for everything.
Would you like to complete your order?
How much is the wife disposal kit?
Wife disposal kit is... free on order of wife.
On order of... So if I order a wife, I get the wife disposal kit free?
Correct.
So what if I wanted another one on top of that? Would I have to order another wife?
If you would like it for free.
So how much does it cost without the wife?
What option would you like? Option D, C, B, or A? A being most secretive, D being blatantly obvious.
Obvious?
D, blatantly obvious.
Yeah.
A man will arrive outside your house tomorrow morning, shouting your wife's name. He will then go in, drag her out into the street, throw her into the back of his van, shouting, "Ha ha ha, your husband ordered this from Amazon last night, 6 p.m.
Oh.
Local time."
Well, we don't want that, of course.
Credit card number.
Oh, no, not option D. Secretive sounds better. I mean, how does the secret one play out?
Option A, secretive, wife is removed. Shit like that would happen all the time, man. Like, that would be the problem of automated machines. Like...
I mean, you would order the wrong things and then...
Because it always works out the way that they don't understand. Like, a real person would just get it.
Do you know, like, when you call up the operator and it's like, they leave that pause for you to say something and you say it and it's like, did you mean? And it's like, no, I didn't mean that.
you want me to mean that, but I don't.
No, I don't mean that. And then they connect you to a human. You're just like, I really just wanted to speak to a human in the first place.
It's just so much easier, isn't it? Yeah, so much easier.
You can explain, they understand.
Like, there's loads of stuff that can happen in the store. Like, say, I don't know, I'm guessing there's going to be people restocking the shelves or something. Or it might be automatically restocked, but there's still going to be issues. Like, someone might be like, oh, I wanted this in black. Like, but, you know, I wanted to see what other possibilities. Like, is this, like, for instance, if I went into a store and I said I wanted a black kettle, the Amazon Go will just show me a black kettle, right? But the guy will ask me specifics. He'll be like, okay, we have quite a few different black kettles in our range, actually. And then boom, boom, boom.
But you know maybe what I mean? You can just tap that in, I mean, like.
Maybe you say black kettle, it gives you a whole list of all the different black kettles. But then there's just so much option. It's nice to speak to someone who's like, you know, I've used this product before, actually, and, you know, it's, and then they might have reviews as well. I'm just talking myself out.
I guess, I mean, they might have customer service representative. I just watched the trailer. It seemed like they didn't seem like there was customer service representatives. It just seemed like you touch in, pick up your item, and walk out. Like the guy said, he picked up. They trialed it to Amazon employees first.
Ooh, okay.
And they tried it out, and like some of them were saying that they were in and out Amazon with a walk. Like, do you know, like, usually you would walk in, I just want a bottle of water, and you have to pick up the bottle of water. Maybe there's a queue, you line up, and that bowl of water trip that could have taken like 2 seconds ends up taking like 5-10 minutes because it's a queue. But like people saying, they literally, I wanted a bottle of water, walked in, picked up the bottle of water, walked out, and under, and like,
that was it.
That's it. They paid for it, and it was automatically transactioned through their bank account, through the Amazon account, so, you know.
Yeah. I mean, they're kind of doing that already with contactless and in self-service, because there's been quite a few times when I've walked into the store, grabbed a bottle of 7-Up.
Just touch.
You know, scanned it,
tapped
and go, you know what I mean? Like, even grabbing my receipt, because I know it's just a bottle of 7-Up, so.
What is the point of receipts?
For proof of purchase.
Okay, but I understand that, I guess, but, like, other than that, after, like, what do I do with my receipt? Am I meant to?
It depends. Like, for instance, like, I'm self-employed.
Okay.
So I would keep my receipts as proof of expenditure. Okay. So, like, for instance, if I took a train journey into London for a field theatre show, right, I would claim that. So I didn't pay tax on that journey.
Oh, yeah.
Because out of the money that I earned from that show, certain amount of that went on that journey, me travelling. So that amount can't get taxed. Because it wasn't money that was given to me, it was money that was used for that.
Okay.
Same thing for, like, sometimes when places say lunch is included. If you keep your receipt,
you get the lunch money back, yeah.
You not necessarily get the money back, but you won't get taxed on that. Oh, that amount won't be put into the amount that gets taxed.
Oh, okay.
So say you earn a certain amount and you know that £100 of your money is going to get taxed, yeah? Just to make it simple, £100 of your money is going to get taxed. But you know you spent £50, right, on books or, and you spent it on books for that specific field that you're in, travel to get to and from the shows, all that kind of thing. If you spent £50 on all that, that £50 will be taken out away from that money that you're getting taxed. Now you're only going to get taxed the other 50 from the other 50, as the other 50 is the money you've made.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If that makes sense. Yeah, yeah. But sometimes they don't often do it, but if they want to, the tax guy could be like, I want to see your receipts.
Oh.
And they can go back to the past 7 years, I believe.
Oh.
So they could be like, oh, back 3 years ago, you said that, you know, you didn't claim this for tax or whatever. I want to see the receipt. They could do that. And if they do that, then you can, you've got the receipt in your... A lot of people have, like, 7 files, basically. I think it's 7 years. I'm not 100% on that. But some people have a number of files for how many years, and when you get to the last year, the file at the end, the latest, furthest away file, that all the receipts from there get thrown in the bin, and then that becomes the new year. And then.
So technically, I should keep my receipts.
Yeah, technically, okay. You should just keep your receipts. Right. Not for every little thing. Like, if you're just going out to buy yourself lunch, or you're just buying chocolate. Yeah. Like, but if it's something you're using for your work...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Because that money hasn't... That money's been spent on you getting to your job.
Yeah. As opposed to spending it...
So essentially, that money's coming from your pay... pay money. Do you know what I mean? So say you're getting paid £15 for your viewing.
Yeah.
But you've spent £5 on your travel. You're only getting paid £10.
True.
For your work.
I guess so.
So that £5 shouldn't be taxed because you know.
Yeah.
So the £10 will get taxed.
Okay. That makes sense.
If that makes sense. Yeah, but you have to have a reason. There's a lot of other things you can use in it as well.
Of course.
Like if you've got your company registered at your home address, or, you know, your place of work is your home address, your office, you can claim back things like gas and internet and electricity and even council tax.
Whoa.
Because all those things are being spent on your business. So it's expenditure on your business. But if you've got proof of that, no. They probably won't take the whole amount. Say your gas bills or whatever, you'll take a percentage of it.
Yeah.
Because it's also your house. But, you know.
But every little helps.
Yeah. Like if you have a private phone for work.
Yeah.
The bills, all your private phone, your bills, phone bills.
Shouldn't be taxed.
That won't be taxed.
As long as it's used for work purposes and not anything outside.
Yeah.
Of course. Well, that's the loophole. People will just use their work phone for things outside of work.
And as long as they don't find out.
Yeah.
So, a little lesson on loopholes. If anyone wants... There's another little thing that I found out.
Go on.
Talking on loopholes. You know, it's in the UK, it's our human right to have fresh running water.
I did know that.
Mm-hmm. So why are we all paying water bills?
Huh. Very true.
If it's in our human rights to have it, why do we have to pay for it?
Huh. Interesting.
So technically, listener, you do not have to pay for your water bill. I'm not saying don't pay for it, because this is what will happen if you don't pay for it. Under the Human Rights Act, it doesn't say anything about amount of water or pressure of water that you receive. It just says clean running water. So that clean running water could be dripping out of your tap in a dribble. Could be like literally dribbling out of your tap. So you filling up a glass of water is going to take you half hour, but it's free.
True.
That's what they tend to do. But technically, you do not have to pay your water bill to get running water. But if you want the full service that company provides you,
you pay your
water bills on time, guys.
You know them ones there. In full. Otherwise, they cut you off. They cut off that water.
They won't cut it off completely.
Nah, but
it will slow your day down.
Like, what? Why can't I have a shower properly? Water's run out yet. That's it for the day.
You want to start running your bath early in the morning before you go to work, so that before you go to bed, your bath is full. It may not be warm anymore, but it will be full.
Exactly. You can have it soaking that warm and that cold water.
Tepid water, man. Tepid water. That's what you're going to have.
But yeah, let me get on to what's going on in the world. Am I on the right episode? No. No, I'm not. This one is the right episode. Right, so...
News from around the world. Did that even get picked up?
I don't know. Let's just say it again.
I'm not sure.
World news from around the world.
Ayo. So yeah, like I just chose some like random topics. Like, so the first one was On Saturday Night Live, there was a parody done of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay.
And it was kind of, it took The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air to, I guess, dark and weird places. Oh, gracias.
For those who want to know what happened, my laptop just decided to pop my DVD case open, and it showed me that Black and White, the game, was in my DVD player, in my laptop, my CD player. But it's actually Corey's copy he lent me, but it doesn't work. My PC's decided to slowly die in a certain functions that it just no longer... It's a really old person now, so it's DVD drive, CD drive is gone. One of its USBs is slowly fading.
Oh.
Vision in its webcam is completely gone.
Oh.
Until I get some kind of cataracts or laser removal done to it, which I cannot afford.
A new laptop is imminent.
Yeah, man. That's imminent. So yeah, that's what happened. Sorry about the random interruption.
Oh, but yeah, Black and White, since it was mentioned, Black and White 2 is this great game where you get to play God.
I really want to play it.
It's fucking awesome. Like, you get to either be a good God or a bad God, and you get to, like, you run this whole world where you got your own civilization, you raise armies and fight other civilizations, and, like, you can either, like I said, if you're a good God, you get good powers, if you're a bad God, you get bad powers, and you also get to choose a pet, and your pet can either be good or bad, depending on how you are, you know, it's cool.
Sounds sick, and I wish I would say that I could say it was good, but I haven't played it, so...
Hey, man.
You have to buy it on PlayStation or something if it's out.
But yeah, I think it's PC and Mac, I think it's on. But I'm not sure if it's on PlayStation or Xbox. Maybe they made a version. But to my knowledge, it's only on PC and Mac. And this is Black and White 2, which came out in...
The ancient day
2005, I believe.
Wow.
So yeah. Check that out if you ever get a chance, guys. PC gamers.
That was just a jump forward to the entertainment section.
Yeah. But anyway, back to the world news. Yeah, I saw this like trending in loads of places, so that's why I picked it up to talk about it. But we can watch the video as well. But basically, this story has everything. It has like home invasion. It has a bit of a shady Yukaza dealings, gang warfare, and even fake death. Like it's
fake death.
Yeah, it's the SNL Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. The internet seemed to be going crazy for it. Like they're very nostalgic for the great new parody. The sketch.
Was it SNL?
Yeah, SNL. It's, Saturday Night Live. It was a really good sketch, done by Chris Redd, as Will Smith. Where, like, it's like obviously the same story, West Philadelphia, but like, obviously a different story, more, I guess, realistic than the fairy tale. Yeah, West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. When a couple of guys, they were up to no good, started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight, and my mom got scared. She said, "Well, we want your auntie and uncle in LA." I looked in my kingdom, I was finally there. They sit on my throne as the Prince of LA. He's the guy from, Disjointed. He's one of the stoners, Dak and Dabby. Yeah, that guy, Chris Redd. And Meth Man's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right, Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil's the judge. Oh, still shot.
Yeah, he did. I like this version more, man. Jasper Mitchell of White Ridge, New Hampshire. Great twist.
Wow. Well. I didn't want to say anything because I thought they might pick up the lyrics. They might be able to hear the lyrics through it. But I'm sure you'll post the link.
I'll post the link. I like that version.
Funny.
It's funny. It took a dark twist. It escalated quite quickly. Just the right amount of drama and crazy things that I like in my entertainment. what else is there happening in the world? There was a thing that I was reading about Peter Dinklage.
Oh, yeah.
And he is saying that he is ready for Game of Thrones to be over. He says it's the perfect time to end it.
He's going to stop. He thinks he's going to stop.
Well, no, it just says, Peter Dinklage is out in Utah at the moment. He's repping his new movie. It's called I Think We're Alone Now. He's like showing it at the annual Sundance Festival. And so obviously reporters, because he is Peter Dinklage and he also plays Tyrion Lannister. Lannister in Game of Thrones. Obviously, all these questions of Game of Thrones came up, and he came back by saying he feels, obviously, you know, like the next season that comes out, the 8th season,
yeah,
it's going to be the last season, and it's coming out 2019. And it's the last season of Game of Thrones before they start doing all the spin off seasons that the series is that they're going to do. Mm-hmm. So he's saying that basically, he feels that it's time. Like, you know, story-wise, it's not just for all our lives. It's the perfect time to end it. Sometimes shows stay on a little longer than they're, or a little too long. The jump in the shark thing, what the hell is that? Anyway, Dinklage also admits to there being some sort of bittersweet feeling in saying goodbyes to the cast and the crew he's come to know over the course of 8 seasons. But it's not just all for our lives. The comment is telling of the show's success and the fame that follows all of the, like, the stars of the show.
Yeah.
There was an interview as well on YouTube named... Don't play though. Peter Dinklage on Game of Thrones final season. It's pretty much. It's a pretty long one. The final season is a pretty long one. How long is this?
it's the final season. So it's a pretty long, long one. We're like taking our time with this one. And then got another HBO movie coming up
in the summer. Kind of sad to be saying goodbye to Tyrion. I mean, such a beloved character. I mean, I know everybody, a lot of the people in this room are obsessed with the show, myself.
Yeah.
Is it sad?
Yeah, it's bittersweet. It's always time to move on with everything. Uh-huh. So it's the sad part of our business. We get, you know, pockets of great people for a short amount of time, and then you have to move on. And it's always heartbreaking, especially when you've spent more than a couple months with people. But yeah, it's time. You know, and they're story-wise, not just for All Our Lives, but I think if they went any further, it would start to... It's the perfect timing to end it. Sometimes shows stay on a little too long.
Yeah.
The jumping the shark thing.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. He said it himself. All the things that I tried to say, he said so much better himself. But yeah, you heard it from the man himself.
Wow. Well, yeah. It's true. It's kind of, if you haven't seen Game of Thrones, the latest season.
Nope, I have not.
Then you won't know. But if you have, you will know. It kind of feels like it's going to come to an end in the next season. Like, it kind of feels like everything that's happened, all the previous seasons kind of been leading up to what's going to happen in the next season. And it's kind of annoying because we were all waiting for the season to come and we watched it and we were like, it's just more of a build-up for next season. But yeah, I think they're right though. Like, it's been going on for years now.
Yeah.
And if they just keep going on with something, it's going to come to a point eventually
where people like,
where they're like, Game of Thrones. Yeah, it's too much now. It's gone a bit silly. Whereas they know they're still going to make money from Game of Thrones because they've got the spin-offs coming out.
Exactly.
He mentioned something about a movie.
A new HBO movie, so that could be Game of Thrones related.
You know, there's quite a lot that's going to go on with Game of Thrones and HBO. They're not losing anything. HBO's still got Westworld and all sorts.
Oh, yeah. So, new season of Westworld comes out soon as well.
I think he's kind of right.
Yeah, man.
In a sense, yeah.
So, I can't be on. This is that's too long. I can't be asked. Next, another week. So, next segment is random facts or office icebreakers or office banter. Whatever you need, you know. I'm sure there's an introduction sound effect.
I think you should just do what you were saying, like, but just with like a...
Yeah. Do you know what I tell you this is? This is random facts. Office banter or office icebreakers or something like that. Yeah.
That was kind of like that. I like that. That little soundtrack. It makes you feel like, I know, it's like a PlayStation like game almost. Like the beginning of like a PlayStation 1, 2 game.
Yeah, man.
Feels good.
So, moving on to random facts. My first random fact is, there is a glacier called Blood Falls in Antarctica that regularly pours out red liquid, making it look like the ice is bleeding.
Like it's bleeding?
Yeah. But it's actually...
Jeez, that's cool.
But like, basically, the liquid that comes out actually oxidizes into salt water that turns red.
Okay.
In, like, when it oxidizes.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of like this picture here.
Oh, you got a picture of it?
Yeah. Or it's more of a painting, but...
Oh, is that water?
Yeah, that's like kind of the water coming out the ice.
Oh, wow.
So it turns red and
it does look like it's bleeding.
Yeah. So it just stains the ice.
Wow.
It's cool.
That is cool, man. If you guys want to look at it, check it out on Google Images, whatever.
But yeah, it's called Blood Falls and it's in Antarctica.
So the Antarctica Blood Falls.
Yeah.
Should come up.
And it does it. Yeah, man. It bleeds. The ice bleeds.
That's cool. So it's like bacteria.
Yeah, it's just,
like being isolated and stuff in there for years.
It is brining. It gushes forth a transparent brining iron-rich liquid that quickly oxidizes and turns red, staining the ice below. The source of that water is an intense salty lake tapped beneath 1,300 feet of ice. And a new study has now found that microbes have carved out a niche for themselves in that inhospitable environment, living on sulfur and iron compounds. The bacteria colony has been isolated there for about 1.5 million years, researchers say.
A long time.
Yeah, man. So this is something legit, man. It's been happening for years. And it's salt water that turns red, which I thought was kind of cool. My next random fact is...
Wait for it. Oh, it didn't start playing.
Okay. My next random fact is... If you keep yelling for 8 years, 7 months, and 6 days, you would produce enough sound energy to heat up a cup of tea.
Wow. Is it worth that one cup of tea? That is a lot of heat. That's heat energy you're giving.
Your sound energy.
Sound energy. So like the vibrations.
Yeah, But you'd have to consistently yell for 8 years, 7 months, and 6 days. No breaks.
And then you would heat up a cup of tea?
Yeah.
How many years?
8 years, 7 months, and 6 days.
If anyone wants to order a cup of tea, now is the time, Tar.
Ready!
8 years later.
Is my tea ready?
A little bit longer?
I'm out of yells.
Oh. Oh. That's cool. I like that.
Another random fact is the name Australia combines three A has obviously the name Australia contains three A's and each A is pronounced differently.
Yeah.
Australia. Three A's, but all of them are pronounced differently.
Well done, Australia. Well done.
They deserve a theme song.
They deserve a theme song?
Yeah, man.
Okay, Australia, this one's for you.
Three A's, all pronounced differently. Australia. Winning. And my final random fact is kind of like funny town names.
Okay. Funny town names.
So there is a town in Italy called Bra. There is a town in England called Shitterton. Shitterton, yes. This one's funny, yeah. There's a town in Turkey called Batman. And at one point, they threatened to sue Warner Brothers.
What? How can they threaten? Oh, God.
There is a city called Why Not in Mississippi.
I think you should start. Wait, hold on. I've got something perfect for this. Right, start the list. Start the list again.
Okay. So funny name number one is Shitterton, a town in England. There's also another funny town called Hell in Michigan. There's one called Y in Arizona.
Why?
There's a place who called Why Not in Mississippi.
Was that a reply to why?
Why not, man? Then there's a Bastard Town in Ireland.
Oh, good old Bastard Town.
And then obviously, like I said, Batman in Turkey. That at one point they threatened to sue Warner Brothers. There's a town called Beaver Lick in Kentucky.
Beaver Lick, wow. Okay.
There's a town called Bitchfield in England.
Oh, wow.
There is there's a town called Borin in Oregon. It became a twin city with Dahl in Scotland.
Yeah, and there's actually a third one. I'll talk about that after. Yeah.
Obviously, like I said, Bra in Italy. There's a Catchbrain, a town in England. Cockbury, a town in Turks and Caicos Islands. There's a town called Cox in Cornwall.
Wow.
There is a town called Condom in France.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe that's where it came from.
There's a town called Dick Town in New Jersey.
We should probably take a visit to Condom at some point.
There's a town called Embarrass in Minnesota. There's a town called Cotton Shot in Texas.
That's what happened to the guy who first moved
in. There's a town called Faggot Hill in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Wow, we don't use that word anymore, though.
No, they don't. There's a town called Fingerhoe in England. There's a town called Gay in Georgia.
Oh.
There's a town called Hooker in Oklahoma.
That's where they first started.
There's a town called Hop Bottom in Pennsylvania. There is a town called Hospital in Ireland. The village has no hospital.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. Oh, wow.
There's a town called Kill in Ireland. A town called Noblick in Minnesota. There's a town called Lost in Scotland. Middle Fart in Denmark. There's a town called Normal in Illinois. There is a town called No Place in England. There's a town called Ofkim in Israel. There's a town called Onacock in Virginia.
Hey, I'm just Onacock in Virginia. You what? I'm just at Onacock in Virginia. You're on a what?
There's a town called Once Brewed in England, and it's not far from Twice Brewed. Both in Northumbria. Oh, was it Northumbria?
Once brewed and twice brewed.
Both in Northumbria. Northumbria, rather.
That's so funny.
There is a Penny Come Quick.
Well, the rich people live in England.
There's a place called Police in Poland.
They don't have a police station, imagine.
There's a town called Rectum in the Netherlands.
Oh, I wish we visited there. That would have been a great photo opportunity.
There is a town called Scratchy Bottom in England. And there's also a town called 6 Mile Bottom in England.
Wow, that's a big bottom.
What's this? Rotten Egg in Austria. Surprise in Arizona. Swastika in Canada. Tea Pute in New Zealand. There's a town called Thong. In England.
Ooh, the famous piece of clothing.
There is a town called Three Cocks in Wales.
There are only three men living there.
There's a town called Useless Loop in Australia.
Wow.
And Valcon in, what is this, Alberta. Oh, Con in Canada.
Yeah.
There's a town called Wank in Germany, and there's also a town called Wankum in Germany.
There's one place where you go to do it yourself, and one place where you do it for other people.
There's a town called Weed in California.
Oh, cool. So it must be a place where it's highly legalized now.
And there's a town called Westward Ho! Somewhere
where
in the
should
UK.
I go? Westward Ho!
And the final one is there's a town called Worms in Germany.
Wow.
I thought those were entertaining and random, so...
It's quite funny, though. That's so weird.
Yeah, man.
That's so weird. I wonder what came first, the names of the towns or these things?
Probably the names and then the...
It must be.
People, what is it? They make up their own decisions on what words mean and how they mean it. And which ones are swear words and which words are bad words, and, you know. My final, I guess, segment for today's show.
I've got a couple of random facts.
Go ahead.
Throw them in, because I saw this and I thought, you know what? I'll give these guys something light. These are random facts that don't really, they're just quick fire ones, right?
Okay, cool.
Interesting fact number one. Hitler and Napoleon both had one testicle.
Oh.
Damn straight. Number two. In America, you will see an average of 500 adverts a day.
Wow.
It's quite 500.
It's quite a lot.
It's illegal in Newcastle, America, to have sex in a butcher's shop's meat freezer. I'll repeat that. It's illegal in Newcastle, America, to have sex in a butcher's shop's meat freezer. Fact number five. Jaguars are frightened by dogs. Don't ask me why, they just are. Number six. Holland has the densest population per square mile of any nation in the world.
Wow. And they're the cleanest. I didn't see any homeless people in Amsterdam.
I saw one or two. Okay. I'm not sure if they were homeless, but they look like they potentially could be.
Okay.
But I know, one of the random things we found out in Amsterdam was that they use crows, or they're training crows at the moment, to pick up litter.
Oh, yeah. I remember them saying
that. And they feed them peanuts or something when they come back and drop litter off.
Hmm.
They tried to use pigeons first, but they found out pigeons were too dumb. That was the actual reason. They were like, no, we can't. We tried pigeons. They were too dumb. They didn't get it, so...
I can understand why.
Crows,
man. Smart birds.
Next fact, yeah. Honey is the only food that doesn't spoil. It doesn't go bad.
Hmm.
It never goes bad. Never bad.
Even if it has a sell-by date on it?
There's no sell-by date for honey.
Huh. So they lied to us.
They have to put sell-by date for legal reasons. Oh, okay, fair. In the shops, but... another random fact. It's been estimated that one out of every 200 women is born with an extra nipple.
Huh. Extra nipple, eh?
One out of every 200 women is born with an extra nipple.
Extra nipples.
Extra bit of love. horses are forbidden to eat fire hydrants in Iowa.
One of those strange laws again.
So make sure your horse don't eat no fire hydrants if you're there. You know, it takes 17 muscles to smile, but 43 to frown. So if you're angry all the time, you're losing more weight. So keep being angry. In Britain, failed suicides were hanged in the 19th century.
Wow.
So if you failed your suicide, the government would do it for you, free of charge.
Oh, perfect. Let me mess this up. Oh.
I don't even know what I'm doing, so.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying to kill myself. What? You're trying to kill yourself? Yes, I'm failing terribly. Kill me.
A couple more and then I'm done. If a child burps during a church service in Nebraska, his or her parents may be arrested. It takes a lobster approximately 7 years to grow to be 1 pound. So if you eat a 1 pound lobster, or you're sharing a 1 pound lobster, it took 7 years
to make it
to your plate.
Jeez. 7 years, well worth.
So it lived 7 years, so you can feel all right with yourself knowing that. So basically, they're saying, eat lobsters that are at least a pound or more, because you know they've lived for at least seven years. Silver lining.
Yeah, man.
In California, animals are banned from mating publicly within 1,500 feet of a tavern, school, or place of worship. How the fuck do you ban animals from doing shit? They're animals for a point. Hamsters blink one eye at a time. That was my final one.
Oh, fantastic. One eye at a time.
One eye at a time.
I can't do this together. One, two. All right, I'm done.
I'm out. I'm done.
So they go to sleep with one eye open before they close the second one.
Yeah. Basically. That's what I'm guessing.
Right, I guess the last section is... I'm just going to have to quick fire it.
Yeah.
It's going to be... TV, movies, and games. Maybe we should have called it entertainment. No. No, that is actually the title. TV, movies, and games. Maybe we should have called it entertainment because... Maybe we should have, but... TV's... Movies and games is what it's called. Anyway, quick fire, because it's the end of the show, quickly. I'm going to give you, here are all of the Disney movies, or 10 of the Disney movies coming out in 2018. Number one is Black Panther, which comes out on February 16th. And... if you don't know already, Black Panther is set on track to become one of the biggest ever Marvel films. Because the pre-sale tickets right now are pretty much going off the blocks. Apparently it was reported in the first 24 hours alone, they sold out some pre-sale tickets. So yeah, I'm looking forward to Black Panther. Second Disney movie to look forward to is A Wrinkle in Time. I've seen the trailer to it. It looks kind of cool. It's got Oprah Winfrey in it. It's like some sort of fantasy adventure.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's got that Mindy Kaling in it from the Mindy Show, and Reese Witherspoon's also in it. So it should be a cool movie. Number three on Disney movies coming out. Oh, sorry, wait. A Wrinkle in Time comes out March 9th.
Okay, cool.
Number three will be Avengers Infinity War.
Gee!
May 4th.
Cannot wait for that, man.
Number four will be Solo, A Star Wars Story. Comes out May 25th.
That's soon.
Yeah. Number five is The Incredibles.
Whoop whoop.
Number two.
Yeah, man.
Which comes out June 15th.
June the 15th, guys. Make sure you get down and check that out. I will be.
Number six is Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Sick.
July the 6th. Number seven is Christopher Robin, which is a live-action adventure which follows Christopher Robin after he's grown up. After he's all grown up. Huh. Having lost his way since his days of... In 100 Acre Woods, where he found his thing.
So it's the guy from, it's about the boy.
The boy from Winnie the Pooh. Yeah. So it's life after he's grown up and Winnie the Pooh.
That's
yeah.
cool.
So number eight is The Nutcracker and the Four Realms.
Just getting in time for Christmas. Yeah. When's that coming out?
November 2nd, yeah. November. Oh, yeah. Christopher Robin comes out on the 3rd of August. Number nine is Ralph Breaks the Internet. Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Yes.
That comes out November 21st.
If you haven't seen the first one, check that out before November the 21st, because it's jokes.
And number 10 is Mary Poppins Returns.
Wow.
Which comes Official. Out. Yeah. Which comes out December 25th, Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Who's rocking down to the cinema on Christmas Day?
It's the sequel in the beloved...
Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Emily Blunt steps She's into Mary amazing. Poppins. Yeah, shoes, yeah.
No way.
Set
Emily
to be...
Emily Blunt is playing a Mary Poppins.
Christmas big movie.
Jesus. 2018. Emily Blunt is blowing at the moment, man. Yeah. She's storming Hollywood.
She is indeed.
For like British actresses and actors and stuff.
We're killing it right now, man.
Doing well. Wow.
But unfortunately, guys, this is the end of the show. And like you... The theme song is playing and shit like that, yeah? This is the end of the show. If you enjoyed the show, thanks for listening. If you didn't, you know... The title of the show is My Opinion Means Nothing, so, like, more for you for just sat there listening to... Well, how long have we been recording? An hour? An hour and 5 minutes, and you've just been sat there listening?
listening to opinions that mean
nothing.
Till I guess next week.
Next week, yeah. I guess. You got any final words, Phil?
I hope I'm on the show next week.
Yeah.
It'd be cool. Cool. If I'm not, it's cool. I'll be on another time, I'm guessing. Cool. I will be.
Yeah. I will return.
Let me know if you want to do anything next time I'm on with like some voice acting style stuff. So maybe some more scenarios and scenes where we put like some backing, something in the background and we just create a funny scene just off the spot improv.
That's kind of cool.
Just, yeah, if they comment and say we want something like that, then I'll try and plan something so I can make it happen.
Yeah. I've got nothing else to say but bye. And hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening, guys.